can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Wow, Mark, what a weekend we have had.
Yeah, it's really been something. It doesn't seem to stop. Up here in New Hampshire, it's full swing for the presidential hoo-ha that's going on.
Yep, it certainly is.
And, of course, Liberty Forum was going on, kicked that off for us.
Yep, we were, of course, in Nashville, in case, for whatever reason, you are just tuning in and didn't hear any of the last three shows. Until tonight, we had been in Nashville, New Hampshire, broadcasting live from the wonderful Free State Project 2008 Liberty Forum, which was, again, an honor to be a part of. We met a number of our listeners who many of them we'd met in the first Liberty Forum back in 2007. A number of them were attending again, and several listeners who had never attended before, which was, again, always nice to see new faces.
Yeah, that Liberty Forum was pretty much like a Free Talk Live rally, wasn't it?
Well, you always make it sound like everybody there was brought there because of Free Talk Live, and I think you blow it out of proportion. I think we were partially responsible for the good turnout.
How about we settle on the term instrumental?
That's a good one. I like that. Okay. We were definitely doing well. The people there were certainly friendly towards Free Talk Live. Johnson, our store manager, was selling some of our great merchandise, and I think he did all right. Considering we sort of was a last-minute decision to have him come out there. So just a fantastic
fun
event.
I shared a room with Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and he snores like a bear.
Does he?
Yeah.
He told me you had I guess, earplugs in all night.
I did. It was great.
Which is a good thing, because there was a party going on in my hotel room, and the guy next door, Jeff Dickstein, who's, I guess, a tax attorney or something,
mm-hmm.
One of the speakers there. It was like 2 in the morning on Saturday, and the manager came up to the second floor to tell us, okay, you're being too loud. It's time to go to bed. So what we did was we opened up the doorway in between myself and Mr. Dickstein's room, because he'd actually just happened to poke his head out at the time the manager came up, and he said, hey, can I get a beer? And we said, sure, they're in the bathtub, because Jason from SACL CAI had gone and bought, you know, like 50 beers and put them in our bathtub for whatever reason. So the party went on to like 5 in the morning. It was crazy, Mark. I mean, that didn't happen last year. It was amazing.
Yeah, there's some of those libertarians can party like animals, I can tell you.
I'm normally not the type who would host a party, but you know, people needed somewhere to go, and
they are just your sort too.
Seemed like an opportune moment, and plus, it's not my house, so you're not trashing my house.
And you know, somebody needs to schmooze with Jason, you know.
By the way, it wasn't like the libertarians were trashing anything. They're all very responsible, you know, putting their beers away and in the trash can and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. So it really wasn't a problem even cleaning up. Anyway, it was great meeting everybody, and so here we go with another week of fun and excitement. Oh wait, it's primary season, so you know I haven't even gotten a chance to really hardly touch my email box since we've gotten back, Mark. I thought, oh, okay, great. You know, Sunday, the Liberty Forum was over. I'm hearing something in the
range
background.
Audio.
I don't
board
know
up.
That is. Oh, that's my fault.
Oh
my
God!
Shame on me.
Okay. The primary's been really something. Today we went off to Manchester in beautiful New Hampshire.
All right, I got home last night, and this email came in my into my box from Ellen Ratner from the Talk Radio News Service. Late last night, she left her phone number. I called her back. She said she wanted me to come out to Manchester today for some sort of, what do you call that thing? Radio Row?
Radio Row is the best way to describe it. It was just essentially a big, several rooms with nothing but tables and radio talk show hosts plying their trade. And it was an opportunity for them to interview politicos of all sorts, some candidates, that kind of thing. So
I guess she told me they were low on guests or something like that, and since we hosted a show in New Hampshire, that's where the show originates from, that we might make good guests. And so, actually, she was just asking for me. I said, well, I've got a co-host. Can I bring him out? Yeah, sure, whatever. We need more guests. But then when we got there, it didn't really seem like they needed us very much. I did manage to, in 4 hours, I did manage to get on three shows for, you know, approximately 10 minutes each.
I think if we both would have gotten on three shows, it would have been worth the trip. Or if you just got on three shows, it would have been worth you making the trip. But, yeah. You know, essentially, I made the trip for nothing. I could have worked at my house and made some calls for Free Talk Live. But these
you
are
did
the
get to meet Rand Paul.
I did, and that was very cool. I got to see Dennis Kucinich and his really hot wife. You know, I mean, these are sort of the things that you do in our business. You've got to go out and, you know, it's like fishing. You're not going to catch fish if you'd say, well, yeah. You know, I had a day where I didn't catch fish. I guess I better just not go anymore.
It was better than nothing. And so my point here was I thought I was going to get home last night and be able to relax and check my email and try to catch up because I'd been over in Nashville at the Liberty Forum for four straight days. But no, I had to go out today to do this radio gig. And now tomorrow, Mark, we're going to be live on location again. This is craziness. We're going to be going out to the Manchester Cable Access Channel, and we're going to be there from like 3 in the afternoon till the end of the show. And apparently we're going on with Gardner Goldsmith to do like a television version of Free Talk Live or something. I have no idea how this is going to work. We're just going to show up, and hopefully it will work.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to work as well as it works.
Right, and then they're going to have us on to comment on the, I guess on the primary, right? So, like, from 3 to 5, we're going to be doing this live, Free Talk Live TV version or something. And then from 5 to 7, we're going to be sitting in on some sort of a panel where they're going to be commenting on the election. I really don't know if they know what they're getting into. Or maybe they do, because this guy said he recognized my voice when I called up, the guy from the cable access channel. Mm-hmm. So maybe he does know what the show's all about, because, like, you're going to put Free Talk Live on an election panel with Republicans and Democrats, at least I'm presuming. I mean, who else are you going to put on the election panel? So there should be some sparks flying tomorrow afternoon, I have a feeling. And then we'll be doing the show live, Free Talk Live, in our regular time slot from 7 to 10 at night. So once again, I'm sorry to our new webcam viewers. You're probably going to be SOL for tomorrow night. But anyway, 800-259-9231. Hopefully after that's done and this primary is over, I can get some rest and catch up on my work.
Well, I'll tell you, Lauren Canario's husband, Jim Johnson, who doesn't get near the spotlight that his lovely wife does.
Well, he doesn't want to get arrested.
Well, he's sort of a quieter sort anyway. Just, I mean, not that she's boisterous or anything. She's a rather quiet woman. I don't know. Jim and Lauren have different personalities.
Right.
Anyway,
what about Jim?
He's been helping me work on my house along with Roger, our friend, is another free
Roger from politicalgraffiti.com.
I didn't know his site or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they've been helping me work on my house, and essentially I've been leaving them to do that. They've been going out there every day and working on my house while I've been trotting all over New Hampshire playing talk show host.
Well, I'm sure you're paying them.
I'm sure that they're muttering under their breath. Yeah, I'm not paying them well, Ian.
Okay.
It's really close to charity work.
Dale.
Yeah. So I went out there today and delivered a rousing speech to the little people. And
it'll all be over soon, Mark. Anyway, we should go to the phone calls. People have been waiting patiently. We talked to Barbie, in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
What's on your mind?
I am doing great. I just want to have a message for the people of New Hampshire.
Okay. Sure.
And that is if you're a Democrat, an independent, whatever, and you're sick of neocons, then for God's sakes, go out tomorrow and vote for Ron Paul.
Now, wait a minute. Technical question, Mark. You might know this better than I. Democrats in New Hampshire, is it possible for them to do that?
Not if they're a registered Democrat. You cannot vote for
Ron Paul. If they're an independent, though, they can.
Correct.
Right.
Then my message to independents is even if you don't want to vote for Ron Paul in the general election, then do it tomorrow and stop the neocons.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with you, Barbie. And it's 40% of the voters in registered voters in New Hampshire are
that's
undeclared.
A plurality of voters, right? If I'm not mistaken.
What do you mean plurality?
It's like most of the voters, as far as it's not over 50%, but between Democrats, Republicans, and undecladeds,
right.
Undecladeds are the majority. Or
essentially,
plurality.
60-something percent of voters can vote for Ron Paul tomorrow.
Yep. So odds are good. I think things are going to be going in his favor a little bit heavier than the polls might be indicating. And I appreciate the encouragement, Barbie, and thank you for the call tonight.
Thank you.
259-9231. Of course, we'll know more tomorrow night. And then I'm just looking forward to this being over. Not that the campaign will be over or anything, but Anyway, we'll take your call. Ziggy's across the pond to the UK. Scott in Winnipeg, 800-259-9231. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Plus, we'll tell you about a man who's having his 60-year-old business shut down. We'll tell you why. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away. And those features, by the way, include updates. Get signed up for the updates. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the program. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Also, want to invite you to join the Free State Project. We just spent the last 3 days experiencing the Free State Project's 2008 Liberty Forum at Nashua, New Hampshire. And, of course, the whole event was devoted to bringing people into the state to gather together, bring hundreds of liberty lovers all to the same place, in this case the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, and hang out, have a good time, socialize, brainstorm, and enjoy some great speeches and panel presentations and that sort of thing. But the real purpose is to get people excited about what's going on here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because there really are hundreds and soon to be thousands of individuals who love freedom and liberty that are moving to New Hampshire in order to get active here. Because the point is about the Free State Project is that we've been trying this liberty thing for decades, trying to advance freedom as much as possible, but it seems like only the state has been advancing over time, at least if you look at it from the outside perspective.
Yeah.
I've seen some definite positive things going on within the liberty movement, and one of those things is the Free State Project. So, again, the idea would be to concentrate all this great liberty activism in the same place. And that's what the whole point is. So I want to invite you to freestateproject.org to take a look, learn more about the program, learn more about the project, freestateproject.org. Our number is 800-259-9231. In fact, there were a couple of things we needed to talk about from the Liberty Forum, Mark, but we got to go to your calls first. So let's go to the phones and to the fun to talk to Scott in Winnipeg. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, there's been a lot of crime lately in Winnipeg, a lot of shootings and things, especially in one certain area. So now the politicians are talking about security cameras installed on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been discussing this with people, and they think it's great. They think,
geez,
criminals won't go down there anymore, and they don't even consider that. They could just put on a ski mask, and then you're fine.
Right. Yeah, well, and not only can they just disguise themselves, but they could also go inside and assault someone there. Or, you know, there's been no actual, I don't think, any real evidence that proves that these cameras do anything effectively besides get the wrong person. They tried this in Tampa a few years ago, and they kept IDing the wrong people and then harassing them because they thought they were wanted criminals, but it's just the camera, you know, the people watching the cameras, or in that case, I think it was an automated system, accidentally linked their picture up with a picture of a criminal.
Well, a report from London 2 years ago, the bureaucrats said it had no impact on crime. It had no impact on anything. It did nothing except take money out of the people's hands to pay for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I've been talking to people, and like I said, they think it's great. They think, oh, the criminals will go somewhere else, so it'll stop crime, it'll protect people. How can a camera protect a person? A camera can't jump down in front of someone trying to shoot you and stop them.
Yeah. Well, it really just shows that the government solutions to crime are very ineffective
and,
in general.
They've shown over in England, where they have these cameras all over the place, that, in fact, they're less effective than streetlights in reducing crime.
That was what they said, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Just lighting the street actually reduces crime as opposed to the cameras. But look at the way government fights crime, I mean, allegedly. It's ineffective because if you actually do catch the criminal, which the government's awful at doing, but if you actually do catch the criminal, all they usually end up doing is putting the guy in a prison cell for X amount of days or years or months and then letting him out again. So it doesn't really do anything to make the victim whole. We don't really have a lot of restitution. I understand restitution does happen in some cases. Usually it's more civil cases than anything else. But it really, the victim is being victimized twice. The victim's being victimized by the criminal originally, when the crime originally happened, and then the victim's being victimized when the government forces the victim to pay to keep the offender in a prison cell. I think we'd go a long way to reducing crime if, A, we were to end the war on drugs. That alone would cut down on violent crime on an almost overnight basis. But secondly, to institute a situation where we have restitution being paid to victims. Because if criminals know in advance that they're going to actually have to pay back the victim plus interest, plus court costs, plus the cost it took to investigate the crime, you know, plus whatever cost the business owner that might give you a job during the daytime, whatever losses he incurred from not having you be able to work because you were assaulted or whatever. If criminals knew they'd actually have to make good on their crimes, I think that would go a long way to reducing crime. Your thoughts, Scott?
Well, the government, all they have are Band-Aid solutions. None of them address the root of the problem. And
right.
what I brought up to people is the illegal nature of drugs in the black market. And that's what's creating these things. In this area I'm talking about with this crime,
mm-hmm.
it's mostly drug wars and for, you know, wars on distribution and stuff like that. I'm telling people, look, if drugs were legal, this would not happen. People would go to the corner store. They go to Walmart. Well, I mean, not Walmart, but Shoppers Drug Mart to buy their marijuana. You know, you wouldn't have to have all of this killing and stuff over stuff like this. There was a pregnant lady shot through the door of a house. Someone knocked on the house. She went to answer it, never opened the door, and they shot through the door. She was 8 months pregnant. And so people, even that doesn't get people to think outside of their paradigm and thinking, when I bring up, you know, if you legalize drugs, they just can't picture it. They can't. They think that there'll be chaos and everyone will be high. No, that's not reality. Look at places where drugs are legal. That just doesn't happen. You don't have the numbers average. You're going to have an average number of people that want to use drugs and some that don't.
Yep,
that's
and the statistics have shown that before these drugs were made illegal, only about 1% of the population was addicted to them. And that after that, you know, different statistics have shown that when you ask people, well, would you want to go out and smoke some crack if it were legal? Most of them say no. In fact, only about 1% still today would be likely to go out and use those drugs.
Right, because whether it's legal or illegal, essentially, if you're an addict, you know, what comes to mind when people think of addicts, if you're one of those full-fledged, full-on addicts, your life's thrown away.
Exactly. Scott, thanks for the call tonight, and good luck there stopping those cameras, because it just seems like I think the government people are using crime as an excuse to put up these camera systems, even though, again, like you said, Mark, the UK, the police over there have admitted that this has done nothing. This extensive network
mm-hmm.
that they have throughout London.
Extraordinarily expensive network,
right,
I might add.
Has done nothing at all to actually stop crime. That's not going to stop U.S. government bureaucrats from making the same assertions, the same incorrect assertions that, oh, we'll just put us in cameras and that'll stop crime. And they're using that as an excuse to monitor us. They're using
mm-hmm.
that as an excuse to put us under this sort of Orwellian police state. It's very, very scary and very frightening. And I think more Americans need to be concerned about this.
Right. The only people this is going to affect is the law-abiding citizen, who's going to be that much more scared to, you know, concerned about going out and being watched and all that other stuff. It's not going to affect the criminals.
But they're going to say, Mark, if you have nothing to hide, then what are you so afraid of? Why don't you want the government watching your every single move?
Well, for one thing, I don't want to pay for it, and the government's inefficient at everything they do, including stopping crime.
Well, what happens when the government decides to make something that you like to do illegal? What happens then?
Smoking, for instance?
Whatever. Eating fatty foods.
Yep.
Who knows? 800-259-9231. This needs to be stopped. We'd love to hear your thoughts on whatever's on your mind on the way. Breathalyzer tests are now the law at a New Jersey high school. We'll find out what that's all about. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal form is like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Freak Talk Live is your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away. And those features include the live streams, broadband version of the show, and the dial-up version, both for you for free at freetalklive.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. We go across the pond to Ziggy in the UK.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First of all, I heard you talking about CCTV.
Yes.
The UK has a lot of it. It serves two purposes. One, cheap television. You get on the cable channels, you know, caught on TV, people having sex in shopping malls and whatever else.
Uh-huh.
And basically, in my local town, they have CCTV in the town centre. But we found out that it's not on most days.
It's not
just
on?
To scare people.
You're telling me that the cameras are all around, but they're not actually being used.
Yeah. You know, it's ridiculous. Anyways, first of all, I'd like to just say to anybody who treasures their individual liberty to go out and vote for the man tomorrow, Ron Paul,
of course, yes.
Yep. And I have an update on a story I told you last week about a bunch of thuggish socialists who were saying that, you know, goths and trannies deserve to get beaten up.
Yeah. Right, because they're different or something.
Yeah.
What was their reasoning?
Well, basically, they said because they look different, they bring it on upon themselves.
I see. And these are the people that are supposed to be caring. These are the people that are supposed to be for the downtrodden.
Yeah, these are the supporters of the party in government at the moment.
Okay.
I found out that one of them is running for local council in May in his town. And so I'll be putting pen to paper and writing to the local press.
Good.
Because I know how to get journos interested in stories.
Well, excellent. I think more people need to consider getting in touch with their local newspapers on issues that they care about, because it seems to me that the big government types are very, very good at writing letters to the editor. They're all constantly. I mean, I've seen some letters to the editor section, Mark, and I know you get the local newspaper around here. And would you say that, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's not a pro-liberty position that you're reading?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
So the
yeah.
more
yeah, well,
letters
you know,
to the editor,
I
the merrier.
I personally think that, you know, the press really need to know what the membership of the Labour Party is really like.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the Labour Party either... Well, but basically, the Labour Party needs to do something about it.
You know, it's a shame you didn't get that incident on video, because, unfortunately, it's just going to be your word against theirs. But they might publish it anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Very good, Ziggy. Thanks for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. All right, so... The Liberty Forum. Mark, just a couple more thoughts from over the weekend. We spent, again, the entire weekend and Thursday, actually Thursday through Sunday, at Nashua, New Hampshire's Crown Plaza Hotel with the Free State Project, having a great time with hundreds of like-minded friends there, including our buddy Kane from the WWE, Glenn
right.
Jacobs. We got to go out with him for breakfast, which was nice. Our friend Gardner Goldsmith was there. Jim Babka. Met Barry Cooper for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Way cool guy. Really enjoyed meeting
him. And his hot wife.
And his wife, Candy. They're quite a couple together.
Before you expound on that,
yeah.
I'd like to read something real quick. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. You can try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Now, Barry Cooper, of course, is from NeverGetBusted.com. You can hear our hour-long interview with him from the Saturday night show. You can grab that archive at FreeTalkLive.com. But after the show, just after the end of the Saturday night show, there was some drama that broke out at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, and by apparently total coincidence, the hotel that was hosting the Liberty Forum... Also, apparently John McCain had chosen that hotel to stay at during his weekend in New Hampshire there.
It was a nice hotel, no wonder.
Right, and so his supporters were in and out, and John McCain was in and out throughout the weekend. Well, there was one point at which I guess John McCain had come into the hotel and had gotten into the elevator, and Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, he... I guess ran or jogged to try to catch the elevator, because that's what people do. They go and they try to get in elevators when the doors are closing, that sort of thing. And he had gotten in there, and he was going to ask John McCain a question while he was in the elevator about the war on drugs. And it was at that point that apparently one of the McCain supporters, who wasn't even on staff from what we understand, one of the McCain supporters roughed up Barry, as well as Sam from Texas, one of our callers who was there with a video camera. They roughed him up and pushed them out of the elevator. It was quite a bit of conflict that actually resulted in the police being called, and all of it's on video. So we're looking forward to here within the next few days. I'm not sure when it's going to happen, but I'm sure Sam from Texas will be giving us a call to let us know when that hits the internet, because I had the privilege of actually seeing the footage on late after Saturday night.
Yep.
And
you know,
this is big stuff.
I'm a little ambivalent on the whole Barry Cooper thing there that happened. Is I wonder if I'm sure John McCain knew that he was in a hotel that was occupied by, you know, the Ron Paul contingent.
Okay.
And he had to see the buttons, the signs. Everybody out there seemed to be a Ron Paulite, I'm sure. And I'm sure they was expecting some kind of confrontation or another. Maybe his staff was, or something like that. I mean, these people, they were there. They knew what was going on.
Uh-huh.
And to see Barry Cooper running for an elevator, not unusual. People running to see John McCain, not unusual. But to see Barry Cooper running at him to perhaps ask a question, you know, whatever he was going to do, might have seemed threatening to this gentleman who put his hands on Barry, which...
I wouldn't call him a gentleman.
Well, whatever.
He ran out to the parking lot after that and got in his car. Sam got footage of all that, too.
Well, I understand.
He used to identify himself.
Well, he put his hands on Barry before he should have.
That's fine. We got his license plate.
Yeah, but and it's not going to matter. I mean, obviously the cops are done with this.
Oh, right, because Barry said he didn't want to charge, you know, press any charges.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just
sure
wonder whether,
done,
you know, he might have felt threatened or something like that. That's just kind of where I see it. And another thing is, if you're going to do activism...
Well, of course he felt threatened. Word has it that it was the McCain people that complained to the hotel because the Free Staters were wearing guns on their hips at the event.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he felt threatened. He's a little... I can't use that word.
But
he's a wimp. Coward.
Well, people don't understand these days what a gun on the hip means. I mean, it's just a guy carrying a gun. But,
right.
You know, for some people, that's very threatening.
Well, anyway, there was no threat made. It was very clear there was no threat made. So I'm shocked you're coming to their defense.
I'm not coming to defense. I said I'm ambivalent. I'm you know, just sort of wondering.
Okay. Well, anyway, I only brought it up to announce that the video will be hitting the internet at some point, and we'll let you know when that is. Because it's worth watching. Anyway, 800-259-9231.
I'd like to, just before we go any farther with that, is I'd like to give a little word of advice to possible activists out there. And I support Barry in his activism. I think what he did is likely very good for Barry Cooper and very good for Never Get Busted. But if you're going to do some activism, it
would be good for the Free State Project if that video gets a lot of views, too.
If you have one beer before you do that activism, you're liable to get yourself in trouble. Because for some reason or another, you know, that's just the way it is. A cop can beat the crap out of you if you've had one beer and nothing's, you know, going to be done about it. Because they can just say, you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you haven't had any, then it's not a problem.
Yeah, no, I understand. Let's see, the other thing I wanted to cover was we had Bob Schultz on the show from the We the People organization, and I think it was Friday night show. Anyway, he was telling us about the lawsuit they were involved in that had gone to the Supreme Court, what was it, on Friday or something? I think, yeah, it was Friday. The Supreme Court had, they were going to take a look at this lawsuit and determine whether or not they were going to hear it. And the lawsuit was in regards to this We the People organization at GiveMeLiberty.org has been for years trying to get the government to answer questions about the income tax, the war in Iraq, the Federal Reserve. What was the other one? There was a fourth issue, and I always forget what it was.
Income tax,
war in Iraq, Federal Reserve, Patriot Act.
Patriot Act.
That was the other one. Anyway, they were trying to get the government to answer these questions, and they've been asking them for a long time, and the government refuses. Just refuses. It's not for a matter of they haven't gotten the questions. They've been hand-delivered to every single representative in Congress, and no one ever answers their questions. So they filed a lawsuit saying that, you know, let's take a look at what the right to petition means. It's something that's enshrined in the Bill of Rights in the First Amendment. And we'll tell you, apparently, Mark, you have an update on this case, this Supreme Court decision, or the Supreme Court, whether or not they're going to look at this case and what it means for our freedom. We'll talk more about that and take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. What does the government think about your right to petition as defined by the Bill of Rights? We'll find out in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but cozy inside your car, right? No? Icicles are hanging from your cheeks like Christmas ornaments? Well, when we come back, it's an open and shut case of the faulty thermostat.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. If you're still wearing mittens after a couple of miles of driving, your thermostat may be stuck open. The result is a too-cool engine which doesn't produce enough hot water to warm the heater coils that make passenger cabins toasty. And if Frosty the Snowman's more comfortable inside your car than you, it's more than an inconvenience. It's a warning sign. Engines that run too cool waste gas and are prone to mechanical troubles. So keep your engine and your passengers operating at optimum temperature. Have your thermostat checked today. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there. We give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We're talking about just a few extra thoughts from our coverage of the Liberty Forum, a few additions, addendums, that sort of thing. And then we're going right back into your calls. But we were talking about the We the People organization, GiveMeLiberty.org. We had Bob Schultz, the president and the founder of We the People, on the show over the weekend. He was telling us about their very interesting lawsuit that was intended to have the Supreme Court take a look at the right to petition clause of the First Amendment. It essentially, after talking about freedom of speech and freedom of the press, it says the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances shall not be infringed.
Right. Well, peaceably assemble is a different portion. It's, you know, to redress grievances is essentially.
Right. And to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Right. So the We the People organization has been petitioning the government for many, many years. They've been trying to get them to answer a series of questions about a variety of different issues, from the Iraq War to fiat money. And the government never answers. So they filed this lawsuit, and they've gone up, you know, level after level, court after court, and it's gotten up to the Supreme Court level, where the Supreme Court on Friday was to determine whether or not they were going to hear the case. And, Mark, you've got an update on this.
Well, before I give the update, I got up early, I believe it was Sunday morning, and Bob Schultz was going to have sort of a little get-together, and I wanted to be there for that. I found him as a very motivational speaker and really enjoyed listening to him.
I really wanted to get up early Sunday morning, but
yeah,
it wasn't happening.
You were up early Sunday morning, till 5. And then you went to sleep. Anyway, I got up at 6:45 or something like that so that I could be there for this little get-together.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob sort of told his story, how he became a liberty activist, and he told some lawsuits that he got involved in, you know, after he sort of went on, sort of did some state stuff and then did some national stuff. The national stuff amazed me. He was working at WROW and up in upstate New York someplace, and a big station. And he heard about the bombs falling on Bosnia, and he decided, we're going to, you know, I'm going to talk about this on the air. So he talked to his listeners. Some got very involved, and they decided they were going to, you know, put in a lawsuit that says, hey, what are you doing? Why are you dropping bombs on them? You can't do that. Put an injunction on them from dropping bombs on Bosnia-Herzegovina and Serbia and that kind of thing. And he actually found a guy in New York City who was from the former Yugoslavia, owned property in Montenegro, whose grandmother was over there somewhere, too. And that he was part of the event, the lawsuit, and they denied his lawsuit based on standing. Okay, we the American people have to pay for these bombs that they're dropping. We're forced to have our name slandered as you know, because of these wars. Mm-hmm. And this guy that was in the lawsuit was actually, you know, he was in danger of having his property destroyed by these bombs. And the court said there was no standing.
Wow.
And he took it all the way up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court didn't hear it. Second case, he filed against the Clinton administration for the NAFTA thing. Apparently, you know, Congress is supposed to approve all the treaties. This was the mid-90s, and a lot of Republicans were in on anti-NAFTA planks, and they were saying, great, the Mexican peso's tanking? Fine, let it go. Well, the Clinton administration didn't want that to happen, so Clinton and Gingrich and Trent Lott all got together, and they essentially just bypassed the U.S. Congress and, you know, decided to send money to Mexico to prop up the peso.
Hmm.
They filed a lawsuit. We the people did. And they also, some of their listeners and people on the lawsuit, were stockholders in the Federal Reserve, some of the Federal Reserve banks.
Okay.
This court's denied it on standing. Now, we're the American people. We are funding this organization. Some of these people were actually owners of the banks, and it was denied on standing. So they decided to go ahead and petition for redress of grievances. And they did that with those, you know, the four things that you mentioned. It was the Patriot Act, the war in Iraq,
fiat money,
and IRS.
Yeah.
Anyway, they decided to petition for the first thing, it was just the IRS, right?
Yeah, it expanded out, you're right.
And they decided to redress the grievances in this way, so they got no response, so then they filed with the courts to say, well, what does redress of grievances mean? Now, there's a long history of what redress of grievance means. It means you write a letter to the government, and the government responds.
Right, it doesn't.
And that's how it was here for the first 30 years in this country.
I mean, that's not a real big requirement. It's not like they have to respond to your satisfaction. It's just that they have to respond.
And they're not.
And they haven't bothered.
And so the it baffling, they didn't respond. And the district court denied, denied their motion, dismissed it based on a court case amongst some state employees in Arkansas were supposed to file individually, but instead filed through their union. And Arkansas says we don't have to pay attention to that. So they, these are state employees, had nothing to do with the First Amendment, really.
Okay.
Or at least it wasn't the same. And then in Minnesota, there's another case that was similar but different. And it was actually Minnesota wanted to hear through the union, not individually, and some state employees filed individually. Either way, has nothing to do with American citizens complaining about their government. It's employees complaining about their employer. And the district court denied it based on just the Arkansas case. And then they took it to the circuit court, Seventh Circuit Court for Washington. They denied it based on those two cases that I just mentioned. And so they took it to the Supreme Court to rule on. This is the first time redress of grievance has been ruled on by the Supreme Court, would have been ruled on by the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court decided that they just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, the circuit court
decision stands, which is essentially, from what I recall of Bob's emails that he sent out at that time, that position is basically that you may petition the government for redress of grievances, but the government has no obligation to redress your grievances, that the government has no obligation to respond. And I didn't want to predict this with Bob sitting in the room with us because it would have been dire and it wouldn't have been the right thing to do. But I never really thought they were going to hear it. Because just looking at the history of the Supreme Court and some of the decisions they've made, the Supreme Court has affirmed over and over again that the government has no obligation to protect you. You know, the cops, they have to protect and serve on the side of their vehicles, and, you know, they pretend like that's what they're there for. Turns out, not true. Turns out they're there to protect and serve the state, not you. They have no obligation. Federal, state, local police have no obligation to protect you. Similarly, now we know, and I would have predicted this, that the federal government has no obligation to redress your grievances. You can complain all you want. They don't have to say diddly to you. That's what the Supreme Court has essentially affirmed now in regards to the WTP case.
Yeah, I can tell you, I found it very disheartening. you know, that particular news there. You know, I really enjoyed the Liberty Forum, but some of the interaction that I got from the weekend just made me think that, like, this, the political stuff just isn't going to work. Ron Paul, it doesn't look like he's going to... I don't know. I mean, I really hope he wins here tomorrow.
I happen
tomorrow,
to agree with you.
But,
and I think that there's still some value to it in that, like, Barry Cooper, for instance, had promoted lawsuits as a way to help stop or to prevent police departments from continuing to prosecute senseless drug crimes, these victimless crimes or consensual crimes or whatever you want to talk about. And I, again, I'm skeptical towards that approach, but at the same time, Barry certainly knows what it's like on the inside of the police agencies and where the pressures are, and he made a very persuasive argument for it. And hey, give it a try. Let's see what happens. I mean, you don't have anything to lose. So give it a shot. But you're right, Mark. The inside-the-system activity is very difficult to make effective. I'm not saying it's completely ineffective, but damn, it's hard as hell to win liberty back playing by their rules. They're the ones that set the rules. The big government sickos, these control freaks, these judges and legislators and cops, they're the ones that set and enforce these rules, and you expect the political crowd thinks that they can just get in the sandbox and play by their rules and that they'll have some glorious victory for liberty anytime soon? Not going to happen.
It certainly doesn't seem like on a national level that's going to happen. Maybe on your local level or possibly a state level you might get some justice, but it doesn't seem like on a national level. It seems like these judges are political appointees, that they aren't, this impartial judiciary that we were told about, that they're not going to do what's right.
Who signs their checks? Is it we the people, or is it some administrative bureaucrat?
It just seems like, you know, for me, I want some kind of, righteousness in my, in saying I'm not going to participate in this whole thing. I want to.
Well, now you
say,
have it. The government won't answer your questions.
It's not my question. It's we the people's question.
You have the same questions they have.
Right. Well, they didn't answer we the people's. That doesn't mean they wouldn't answer mine. So
Send them the questions.
That it took.
You don't have to go to the court. Just send them the questions and give them time to respond. They won't do it. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats, but I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.